That brings me to the game that I am definitely going to talk about the most. And we played this on Industream, and thank you very much to Twisted Pixel for sending us a review copy of Miss Splosion Man. Fantastic game. The first thing that I wanted to talk about was kind of the way they, like, how they handled the presentation. And holy shit, this game is pink.
Very pink.
This game is so pink. Oh my gosh. But like it's like when you jump into the game, you see the pink, and then, you know, I don't usually talk about menus. I never talk about menus. I really don't. I never talk about menus.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever talked about it. Well, I'm not going to say that. You probably have at some point.
I might have. Yeah. You know, it's been 187
episodes.
Some
crazy Indus Anorak is going to write in now.
Jack Bauer is going to get back to us. You talked about, on this episode, at this time stamp.
Clearly, in episode 135, that's right. Time stamp, 2 hours, 25 seconds.
But the one thing that really got me is like that when you get to the menu screen, it's like, it's got like the background music where they're going la 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 and that kind of thing. And when you move the cursor, it actually follows the tone of the music.
Oh, I didn't notice.
So I sit there and play with that forever. It's like, I cannot stop playing with the menu. It's just, you're just moving the cursor around and the music, the tone of the moving of the cursor is following the music that's in the background. Just really crazy stuff. And, you know, it's little things that don't need to be there, but it's like, it's such a nice little touch, you know?
You mentioned the pink thing, and I'm kind of worried that some gamers will be turned off by that.
Don't be.
And the fact that it's Miss Splosion Man. I think a lot of people
ew, it's Girl Splosion Man.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's not. Miss Splosion Man is to Splosion Man as Miss Pac-Man is to Pac-Man. That's,
oh, God. But the thing is, a lot of people aren't going to get that.
Yeah.
They're not going to see what they were going for, unfortunately. And I think they're just, because Miss Pac-Man was a better game than Pac-Man.
Yes, and Miss Splosion Man is definitely a better game than Splosion Man. And that's not to say that Splosion Man is a bad game, because it's not. Splosion Man is a fantastic game. Miss Splosion Man is just better. They basically took everything that was great about Splosion Man and improved upon it. You know, the Miss Splosion Man is running around the stage and like they've upped the animation that she has.
What
like
she says, all the pop references.
Yeah, the one-liners that she's got, funny. And the pop songs that she says. My favorite is when she goes, "What's the song? If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends."
You got to get with my friends.
And then after she says it, she goes, "Ew!" it's little touches like that that really make me love what Twisted Pixel does with their games, because their humor
it's powered by Beard.
It is powered by Beard. It's very important to note that it is powered by Beard. Yes. But yeah, I mean, and like just like the way they do animations and stuff, the way she walks, the many different ways that she walks, I should say, because she'll do this like weird, like fast walk, like she's exercising, and then she'll do one where she's talking on the phone. She goes, blah, 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 boys, blah, 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 shoes. And you know, it's really crazy. And it's like, there's so much.
Skating.
Yeah, and then she's ice skating or the tiptoe ballerina one that she does, and there's so much like humor and character put into this game to a character that really never says much of anything.
No, there's more character in a lot of like Explosion Man or Miss Explosion Man than there is in something like, I don't know, Killzone 3 or
I would 100% agree with that.
I'm Rico, I'm a tough guy. I'm Seth, I'm also a tough guy.
But they did a really good job. They just polished it up a lot. You know, I mean, it's not like the graphics needed to be fantastic, right? It's a platformer and it's very much zoomed out most of the time, but you can tell.
They are improved though over Explosion Man.
Oh, yeah, and that's what I mean. You can tell that they polished this game up a lot. And one of the things that probably trip me out the most while I'm playing is like the different things that the different options that they give you. It's like one of the things that they give you is there's a Mandy suit. And Jeff, I don't know if you've gotten this far or if you saw it on the stream.
I actually haven't. I just played through the trial.
Okay.
I need to.
There is a Mandy suit. It basically is this fat chick scientist, and Miss Splosion Man like jumps in her mouth. And she walks around in this fat suit. It's fucking hilarious. And there's like laser cannons that will kill Miss Splosion Man on contact pretty much. And if you are in the Mandy suit, you can walk through with them. So
it's basically the equivalent of picking up a fat scientist in Splosion Man.
Oh, is it? I don't know. I didn't get as far in Splosion Man as I did in Miss Splosion Man.
So you never heard the fucking donut song?
I don't think I did. I only got.
Oh my god!
I got to on the first game. I got to like 111 or 112.
Donuts.
No, I don't think I saw that.
Oh my god, so it's the same thing. You pick up a big fat scientist and you carry him, and while you're carrying the fat scientist, it plays that song, and it's hilarious. No, you got it. On break, dude, you're YouTubing this. It's great.
But it's like, so you jump into this Mandy suit to get protected by the laser, and as the laser is shooting the Mandy suit, like, meat is falling off of her. It's like, you know when you explode a scientist and they turn into meat? That is what's happening. The meat is just, like, falling off of her. It's ridiculous. And then like doing a actually exploding while you're in the Mandy suit gives you an extra boost. It's like, I don't know why. It's like you're inside a fat suit and you get an extra high jump out of it, or an extra high explode. So just, I mean, really creative ways of you know, just presenting the game, and in general, you know, increasing the value behind it and increasing the desire to play the game, in my opinion. You know, they upped the platforming. They added a lot of new things like zip lines, which are really, really cool, and sometimes a real pain in the ass. They've got like walls where that you'll jump on, and as soon as you explode, the wall moves. So you can't actually explode off of it twice at the same time, or floors, you know, same idea. And, you know, in general, this game, I think it's harder than the first. I didn't get as far as Jeff did in the first, but from just playing through World 1 in both games, I think the first one was harder.
I can tell.
The new one is harder.
Okay, I'll agree with that, because through the trial, like the beginning of Explosion Man is pretty easy. They basically slowly bring you into all the different elements of the game. As in with Miss Explosion Man, they throw you into quite a few of the ones you know towards the end of Explosion Man, at the beginning of Miss Explosion Man. Like, they don't, you know, like the crazy, you know, all the different kinds of barrels?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They basically introduce those to you in Explosion Man at certain levels in World 1. In Miss Explosion Man, they literally introduce that to you, like, literally in the first stage.
Yeah, the first stage has, like, almost every barrel that you ever run into.
Yeah, and the one stage, the whole part of we were doing, said it earlier, when saying how Explosion Man is, like, you can't really read the future, so it's like a lot of it is kind of trial and error when you're going through the levels really quick.
Right.
I ran into that in Explosion Man, the trial, like really fast in the level where there's the ships, like the cars flying.
Oh, the highway, like the flying the
yeah,
flying
like
car
the highway,
highway
thing. Yeah, exactly. And like there's not really anything like that in Explosion Man.
I know.
That throws you right into it. Like, Explosion Man doesn't start to get really hard till like World 2.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, now it's starting to get kind of difficult.
Yeah. Can I just say that there were many frustration times with the highway parts of the stages, and that's not the end of it. There's more of that, but
oh yeah, that's just the nature.
Yeah, it's the nature of the game. But that's kind of what I'm getting at. This game is hard. It is really hard, but it is satisfying when you actually get through it. The question was asked on IndieStream if I thought this was harder than Super Meat Boy.
Yeah,
and my answer was yes.
Really?
Yes, I do think it is, because it may not be. It may just be me, but for me, like, I thought Super Meat Boy was hard, but there was never a point where I was just like, fuck this game, you know? I never actually got to that point with Super Meat Boy. There were a couple times with this game that I got to that point.
I will say, it's one problem, like, Super Meat Boy controls, like, flawlessly. Like, it's like...
It does. Yeah,
you hit the buttons, it does what it wants to do. Where Explosion Man and Miss Explosion Man, there's a thing where... I even saw Jason, who was on the stream, where he was on, like, one of those conveyor belts and trying to explode off it, hit a barrel,
mm-hmm.
and he would explode, but she wouldn't exactly go.
She wouldn't get as far as she needed to be.
Exactly.
And that was one of the things that I was going to bring up. It's like I love the level design that they've implemented in this game. It is fantastic. Like, they have everything perfectly laid out, and it's really well done, but it's really, really stingy. You know, it's like if you miss that if you don't time it perfectly, you are not going to make the next like jump. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call it, mm-hmm. because and you will just fall to your death. And I found that, especially in the stage that you saw him playing, that was my fuck this game moment. That was my biggest one. That is the one where I verbally said while I was playing the game, fuck this game.
Because the reason this is what drove, because watching that video, all I can think of in my head was that it looks so freaking easy. Why can't they get this? But then that's when it was like, hey, well, it's probably an issue with Miss Explosion Man doing exactly what you want her to do when you want her to do it.
And it's also a speed thing, because a lot of those conveyor belts are moving really, really fast, and you have to explode at the right time to actually make it you know, across the gap to get to whatever barrel you're trying to get to. So, and the, I mean, there's that. And then, you know, the walls that I said that move when you explode on them, mm-hmm. those were in there too. And you have to explode off of one of those. And if you explode off of it and miss your, and don't now stick the landing, now the wall is gone.
Exactly.
And you can't do it again.
Well, I think the best way to put it is it doesn't seem to have a good sense of momentum in that game. Like when you're on conveyor belts like that, like when you're going on a fast one, you would think that when you explode at the end of it, you will go further than you normally would.
And in most cases, you do. In most cases,
if you time it right at the
right, and that's the thing, you have to time it right, and you have to be like pushing that direction every time. And if you like decide you want to slow down at all, you don't make it at all. So, but yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I'm getting at. It's really stingy, you know, it just comes back to the way the game handles what you're doing. It's like the slightest, like even if you're trying to turn around really quick, the slightest movement in the other direction, if you explode off a bomb, you're flying that direction, you know?
Yeah. So for sure. Yeah.
But I mean, you know, the level design is fantastic and there is so much variety and you never really feel like you're doing the same puzzle over and over. And that is a great, great thing. You never feel like you're doing the same type of stuff in the stage.
It doesn't get repetitive.
Exactly.
Like, even though you're doing the same repetitive things one over, it doesn't feel like you... They're still mixing things up enough that you feel like you're doing something new. And you're like, yeah, it's kind of cool the way they combine it. They combine these three things that I've been doing for the past, like, three levels, but in a different way. Where it's like,
Right, gotcha. Right. I also love the bosses, I gotta say. I mean, the bosses in the first one were great, too. So, that's, if you guys liked the first game, you're going to love this one. That's the way it works out. Mm-hmm. There's close to 50 stages. I think that's the way it was in the first game too.
Are close to that, yeah.
But then you also get that many stages in co-op as well. And co-op is really, really well done. I mean, go back to the level design. Twisted Pixels is great at this shit. And I mean, they did a fantastic job making these levels necessary to have two people or two or more people. And everything is built around that. And they do a really good job of doing it. It's very goal oriented as far as like the teamwork goes, because there's a lot of stages that have like this sphere that you have to move to a different, plug, I'll call it. And you basically have to explode, you know, in the right spots to get it over there. So, I mean, it's very, very goal oriented teamwork and, you know, just
it's like volleyball.
It really is kind of like volleyball. That kind of stuff is really cool, but at the same time, I think they could have fine-tuned that a little bit, because it really felt like when like Jason and I were playing that part, it felt like what I was doing resulted in something different than what should have happened. Like it's like the physics weren't exactly right. Like the ball didn't go left enough and it was going too far up. So that kind of thing. But I mean, overall, fantastic game. And I suggest it to anybody who just
played the first
who
one.
Played the
or
first
even
one.
Doesn't. Like, I mean, Trials, people. That's the only thing. It's so hard to, like, be, like, recommend something on Xbox Live or PSN that have a demo version or a trial version, because the best thing to do is just try it out. Because most of them have a good idea of what, you know, it's a vertical slice, yes, but majority of Xbox Live games, PSN games, if you don't like it within the first, like, 5-10 minutes that the trial tells you.
Yeah, you're probably not gonna like it. The trial, the Misplosion Man trial is pretty good. If it's the same as like what they released for the beta, it's a pretty good trial. It's got
it's a few levels. It's up to
It's like two or three levels single player, and then I think it's two levels multiplayer. So I mean, if you guys are interested in it, go out and check it out. This game definitely gets a major distraction for me. I thought it was fantastic, and I think it's like 800 points.
It's only 800 points too, which actually I am kind of, as much as I did pull the trigger on Outland, I had like 900 something points saved up and I, for so long, and I finally pulled the trigger on Outland, and then literally it was like the weekend before Misplosion Man, and I was going to be like, okay, well I figured Misplosion Man was honestly going to be like 1200 for some weird reason.
Oh yeah.
Like, whatever. And then, not that I don't like, Outland is good, but I guess I could wait a little bit more to get Misplosion Man to, you know. Separate my game purchases a little bit more. I've got to be responsible.
Cool.
And I'll buy it tonight.